Good morning, loves. Hello, Success Academy, and welcome to our coaching Q&A session. We are in week 4 of our series, and today is Wednesday, February 17th, 2021. I'm so looking forward to being here with you. Truly, I look forward to this call every single week. There's so much magic that's happening within this group, and your shares, and bringing your hearts, and your real talk, and your questions and your breakthroughs and where you're struggling and all the good things. I absolutely love how we gather together and have this space. So I'm so thankful that you're here and looking forward to connecting. Welcome from snowy Salt Lake City, Utah. You guys, you got dumped on last night. There's like legit lots and lots of snow on the ground. So wherever you might be, I know different parts of the country and the world, all kinds of weather, of course, and different things, but I'm cozied up here in Salt Lake and looking forward to that. I do invite you to get started here this morning or afternoon, evening, wherever you're joining with us around the world. I do invite you to go ahead and create some focus space and drop into, you know, closing off any email or social media, maybe grab your favorite beverage, your notebook, and dropping into this space and looking forward to serving you and showing up in that way. But showing up with that intention, right? So on a blank piece of paper, I'd like for you to write down for me in your notes what's new and good or something you're feeling grateful for, as well as then something that's up for you. What's something that you're thinking about or that's coming up in your thoughts or that you're processing or working through or that you want guidance on, right? Like what's up for you particularly today or something you'd like some support around? I would love for you to, you know, capture that in your notes. Now, if this week you decide to speak up, awesome. But whether you speak up or not, I'd love for you to be clear on what it is you're looking for, simply because it's fascinating to see how other people's shares bring us light and insight and direction, and powerful, right, to see how that is at play. So if you want to show up open. This week on week 4, we're talking in detail about nourishing your network and the power of thriving relationships, showing up with intention personally and professionally to ask better questions, to be more present. How can I best support you? As well as ways that from cards and gifts and little love, you know, tokens to, you know, showing up with coffee dates or ways that we intentionally nourish our relationships. It's such a powerful, powerful principle. And it's one that truly, when think about, gosh, you know, what's helped me over the years, 11 years now in my own business, what's helped me create a solid, thriving business? Well, it's lots of things, but foundationally is showing up to say, I want to love on others. I want to show up with intention, and I want to show up in a way that we add value to other people. I know you know this principle. It's just about coming home to it and living it in a way that can provide you the ability to be more intentional about it. So let's drop into some coaching, shall we, my loves? If you're here live and you have a question that you'd like to share, there's something that's up for you, I'd love for you to lead out with what's new and good, and then I'd love for you to share or something you're feeling grateful for, and then cue us up. What are you learning or what's up for you? It might be a share, it might be a specific question, and we will go from there. So who wants to lead out this morning? Again, if you want to raise your hand, you press *2 on your keypad, or if you're joining in on the webcast, there's a button there on your computer screen that says raise hand. If you haven't raised your hand yet on one of these calls or it's been a few weeks since you've spoken up, I invite you specifically to share. This is your time too, right? You've paid for this time. And if you've shared in weeks past, by all means, this is still your time. We love to hear from you and love for you to brainstorm. But just to invite you, I know for some of you it might be a little bit of a stretch or you might say, gosh, I'm feeling just a little vulnerable. Just take a deep breath. It's usually a cue. It's the perfect time for you to raise your hand and to share. Who wants to lead us out today? Okay, I am coming to Miss Phoenix, Arizona. I think this might be Michonne. It says 602 area code 0454. You are unmuted, love, if you want to share your new and good and then whatever your question or share might be.
Good morning. Thank you, Tiffany. I would say what's new and good for me right now is that I really did look at nourishing my network. And so last week, there was about 35 people. Like I really tried to jump in deep and just go back and look through my list and really reach out to people in different ways, whether it was sending a gift or if it was actually having a great conversation with them. And so that was one thing that I really took to heart, and I can just see so much value in that. So I think that was really like a new and good for me.
I love that. Now, when you say on your list, are these people that are in a business with you?
Not just
or clients
business,
or customers or friends?
I would say all of it. I looked at specific things I could do with my family. I started there. Spent some time with my daughter, who she's 23. Took my son to lunch. He's 26. You know, just tried to be very intentional. Spent time with my husband. And I did time blocking with it, even though it was more of like maybe a big open space of time blocking. I made sure to do that. And then with friends, of course, it was Valentine's Day. I mailed gifts to some people that I knew, tried to focus on friends. And then I also looked at some business connections as well. So I tried to balance it. And I felt like in my mind, it really helped me to be able to see it. I put it in my planner every single day. And then in my planner, I also put people that I want to connect with like consistently, but sometimes I just forget.
Right.
And so if it was every day, if it's even sending a text message every day, I put them in my planner and then made sure that I would check that every single day. So it was varied.
I love that. And I think you notice, and I love that you're sharing that you're in, you know, with personal relationships too. This week's content is just as applicable and critical for your home life, right? Versus just only the business side is like, hey, being intentional with your kids and with your husband and with friendships, like what a difference that makes. So thank you for sharing that.
So that would be my share. I think my question for today, last year, and I think I told you some with my business, we created this early childhood program. And really what I do is I travel and speak in school districts. That's been what I've been doing for a while. But with the pandemic, everything changed up. And so now I have this full early childhood program, but trying to find the customer base on it, it's like out of my realm. So I know you say like, I listened again to your, like the video this morning for homework. I've listened to it a few times where you're saying, go and find those 20 people and really nourish those relationships. But they're not in that early childhood realm. Does that make sense? And so I'm trying to figure out, like, what is a good starting point when you're doing something new to really find those relationships and nourish them?
This is a great question. So when you say, are you clear on who your ideal customer or client is? When we're talking about this program of yours, early childhood development, are you looking to sell to consumer, like people that have children in that age range, or are you looking to sell to, like, daycare systems, school systems?
I think it started off like in the very beginning with the pandemic thinking people are going to be home, but we saw that really that it changed quickly. Like a lot of kids are going back to school. So now, yes, for families, that would be one place. Then the second thing would be the daycare centers or for childcare or even into school districts. And so it can be very multifaceted because it's about 300 videos, and then it's all like content-based, like where teachers could even have something for a week that's like a specific theme. So I could market, I guess, in multiple ways. I think where I'm stuck is where do I get started with that process, with it being something new?
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, what we're going to say here to anyone listening that's here, this is a network of yours now of great, incredible women. If any one of you in this group is friends or connected to someone that owns a daycare or a child development center or is part of, you know, early childhood development, you know, in those early grades in their school systems, if you would reach out to Michonne as a way of saying, hey, is that something you can create a connection and for her? And again, the willingness to, what I'm modeling for you is just the willingness to ask, right? Different relationships. Do you know someone who owns a center or is part of this world that you could connect me to, you know, and that we're willing to put that out there. And if that legit is one of you listening, either live or to the recording, I invite you to reach out to her and, you know, create that introduction where, you know, at least they can hear more about this great resource that she's created. So when you're doing new things, a lot of it, again, is just the willingness to share it, right? The willingness to put it out there, the willingness to ask. And so whether, again, to your social media, to your existing network, is do you know someone? Are you connected to somebody that owns a daycare center? or you could add, right, or connected to early childhood development in their school system? And if so, would you be willing to make an introduction for me? Right? How I'm on TV regularly in my market is 100% from a relationship where I asked, a friend of mine was connected to the producer, the vice president of the station, and it was her sister-in-law's sister, right? But this connection was one of my dearest friends from high school. And I just made the ask, would you be willing to create an introduction for me? Didn't ask her to sell me. I didn't ask, you know, just would you create an introduction? And she did, and I reached out and nourished that connection, and we finally got to lunch and brought her a copy of the Success Principles and showed up with, you know, this written out experience of various topics I could speak on some nice cardstock stationery, and just said, hey, you know, I'd love, you know, to connect with you. And we met and had lunch and offered her these things. But the willingness to ask, right, is okay. That's part of it, love. And it's not right. Going to sound like this groundbreaking, you know, success strategy, but willing to ask of this network, of other networks, of people you're connected to, and share, hey, this is what I'm up to. Do you know someone? Are you connected to someone that this is part of their world? And if they are, the most underutilized success principles of all time is because we don't want to bother someone and we don't want to put that out, you know, and this and that is, but just the willingness to ask. You send the email, you send the text, you put the post on Facebook, is your willingness to, you know, put yourself out there. And so I'd share it and then nurture it. And then I would also say that part of in week 7, you guys are going to hear about a sales funnel and how you help sample, right? Because I think you're also connected to Plexus, aren't you?
I am.
Yes. Well, same thing. It's like, hey, let me send you a sample. Well, the same thing with that is that you want to be aware that it's like, hey, how could people sample your, you know, the aspect of your training system, right? Where people can sample you. I mean, for me, like I do this gratitude series course every November, and it's one of those things where it's just free and it's awesome. And it's into the thing about, you know, where they're able to get into my funnel in a free way. So some way that you can sample what it is that you're up to.
No, that's good. And I do have like a landing page where people can go and like see the product for 5 days. But I think like what you're saying of maybe having something that I just give away, that's not just of 5 days, but maybe part of the program where they could actually see it. I think that's a great idea. And I never thought of reaching out to people if it wasn't necessarily like they didn't own the child care center or they didn't have young children. But you're right, people know other people. So that's a great starting point for me.
Totally. And I also would say, Michelle, on this is I want you to also be thinking about is asking the direct consumer, people that do have young children. So that could be another ask is like, hey, I don't know if I'd put that all in the same email. You can, but asking for the Childhood Development Center connection and or, you know, early childhood development school system. But I think you could absolutely also ask for, you know, the individual is like, hey, do you have young kids? Can I help your school, your online schooling or their development? Can I help support you in that or give you a sample of, right, this way that they can help their children? Is I just think, again, but I feel like foundationally, love, I just want you to practice asking. Right? And the willingness to do it.
I agree with you. I think it's stepping out of a little bit more of my comfort zone, but I'm willing to do that.
Well, yeah, love. I mean, this is the heartbeat, right? It's like, well, I'm a little outside my comfort zone. I know, but welcome. It's like you can have comfort or growth, babe. So
that's
like, I get it. I mean, I've been feeling a little outside my comfort zone because I'm doing this new thing tomorrow night, this feminine women's gathering called the Goddess Gathering. I've never done anything like this, and a little part of me is like, is this going to mess with my brand? Is it, quote, off-brand? It's not off-brand, but it's definitely a unique flavor. And I felt the same thing of like, well, here we go. But I felt so drawn to doing this. But the reality of like, oh, hey, yeah, I'm a little outside my comfort zone. Yeah, because you're doing new things and you're growing And that's why, again, most people, it's like, are you willing to ask for what you want? And that's one of these life skills where sometimes it's like, oh, I'm scared to do that because it feels vulnerable, because there's a potential for rejection. But how often in personal relationships is that one of the issues or the challenges is we want someone to mind read, or we want someone, well, if they're in, you know, versus the courage and the vulnerability to be like, this requires me to ask for what I need and what I want. Same thing, though, in business is
so
like,
true.
Hey, let me make the ask. Isn't it true? Right?
Mm-hmm. And very good. Like, I just need to step out and just do it. So.
Yeah, you do.
This will be my next step.
So you're going to do it. Okay.
I am.
The thing that I love about having you in this course is you're just taking every time, you know, and like you're like feasting, girl, and you're making it happen and you're just willing to practice. It's like, put it out there. A lot of times with rejection, my loves, I want all of you to write this down. I want you to reject rejection, right? Reframe it at least. As often when we think of rejection, the fear is like, well, what if I put myself out there and they tell me no, or they say no, thank you, or I'm not interested or whatnot. We often then think that that makes us feel less than or worse off, but the reality is that you're exactly the same. If I ask you to go to lunch, say, hey, Michonne, I'd really like to get to know you better. Can we go to lunch? And you say no. Well, we weren't having lunch before, and we're still not having lunch, so I'm technically the same. I'm not worse, right? If you
There's
ask
so
someone
much
to, like,
truth
listen
in that.
To your
Absolutely.
Business, right? So it's a total mindset shift is, if you think, okay, well, if I ask someone to listen to my business proposition or proposal or idea and they tell me no, well, they weren't a client before and they're still not a client.
Mm-hmm.
But how often are we just like, well, you know, I mentioned a woman named Caroline on Monday's training when she was really needing to make some money. And she was a private client of mine 10 years ago. And she's a professional organizer. I've coached a lot with that world, professional organizers and their conferences and state stuff. But I remember she was like, I was so nervous to call. And I said, you're going to call 10 existing previous clients. And you're going to just check in. You're going to do a connection call. And she, when we circled back, remember I told you guys this Monday, half of those people, of that 10, 50%, 5 of the 10 signed more business with her on the spot. She got all caught up on her bills, coaching paid for, everything handled. And she said that I was so nervous. And I said, why were you nervous? And she said, because I just figure since they've already hired me in the past, they know what I do. If they were interested, they could call me. They would reach out. I don't want to pester them. I don't want to bug them. See how often, you guys, what this deal is with sales is your fear of being perceived a certain way. If we're coming from purpose, though, and heart, like, I'm here to serve, I'm here to nourish, I'm here to show up and add value. Like, what you have to offer, Michonne, is a value add. Big time. But sometimes we're so caught up in the fear of, ooh, I don't want to feel rejected, so I'm not going to even come close to that. Because you might get rejected. You're right. They might not say yes. They might say no. But the reality is you're technically the same. They weren't your client before.
That's really
good. Your client, right? And so the willingness, though, is like, am I willing to ask and put myself out there and share and nourish and connect? But just to do. Show. And it's so sneaky and crafty, isn't it? Because it's like, I didn't think this
it
was a fear thing. And I don't think it's the whole thing, but it's part of it is your willingness to ask and put yourself out there. Like you said, well, it's outside my comfort zone. Well, yeah, babe. But you didn't join this course to stay comfortable.
You're right. I didn't.
Right?
But like, even talking about it, it's like my stomach a little bit. I'm like, oh, like I just have to do this. But I'm willing to do it. Like I'm at that place where I just want to push through and we're going to make it happen. So I have some great takeaways just from our short conversation. And
hey, babe.
I will definitely be applying it, and I'll keep you caught up.
Awesome. Yes, keep me in the loop. I want to hear it.
All right.
Good stuff.
Well, thank you.
All right, love. You're welcome. let me know how it goes.
I will.
Okay. Who's next this morning? If you want to raise your hand, again, you press star 2, or on your keypad, click raise hand. Again, this is your time. That was a great share. What's up for the rest of you, though? What are you learning? What's coming up for you? What do you want to brainstorm? Or you might just, again, have an insight or a breakthrough, something that you'd like some support around. All right, we are coming to Miss Ruby. If anyone wants to get in the queue behind her, please do so. Miss Ruby, you're unmuted live if you want to share what's new and good.
And can you hear me okay,
your question
first of all?
Your share. I can, love, yep.
Oh, goody. Well, my big share, or what's good that's happening is something came off my vision board already, and I am going to go to on the humanitarian trip to Mexico in March, and that's during my birthday.
I'm so excited.
Is that the way
I'm
you're
excited
going
for two reasons? Well, I'm excited for two reasons. One is, you like you just said, something's coming off your vision board and you're going on this humanitarian trip, and secondly, I'm going to be there, so we're gonna have
that's
some
a bonus.
Fun time together. Anyone else want to come? I'm serious. If you want to come, you got about 3 days left to sign up. So we're going to Mexico down the Baja to some orphanage to do some great work there. So if you want to come, you know, maybe we'll do a little coaching around the campfire.
Wow. Well, that is really exciting to me. I mean, my family comes from Mexico, so there's a lot of, it's the week of my birthday, I'll be there. And I just thought, wow, what a great place to be on my birthday. So that is really exciting for me. And it's falling into place. I love that feeling of it's just meant to be type of a thing. So
I love meant to be.
Really good.
Yep.
But what's up for me is, boy, your assignment for us to clear, you know, to clean a space, to organize. I love organized space, but for some reason I just kept running into some blocks of letting go of stuff. And I just had, we have three of our sons, adult sons, are coming back home. One just moved back in this week. You know, with college being online, it's sometimes a little bit less money for them and easier to live with mom and dad right now. And so I need to let go of stuff. And I just need some help on that letting go of things. You know, I do have my doTERRA business, which I have lots of supplies for that. And I have two grandbabies that I like to have things here for them to play with. And it's just making the space. I feel like energetically, I've got some, maybe there's some emotions attached to the stuff. And so any words of wisdom or advice, I would really appreciate for today.
Well, thank you for the very real share, because this is something, I know we didn't touch on this a whole lot last week when we talked about this, but it is something that's very common for why it can be a challenge, is we do have emotional attachments to stuff or based on how we were raised, right? Like all of us, without really knowing it, we have a jersey and on the back of it, it's like, it's some level, your family of origin of how you were raised. And this is what it means to be a Smith or a Johnson or a Walk was my maiden name, you know, or what it means to be this and that. And like our family, you know, like you learn and adapt. So some of it, it's like, hey, you know, different emotional attachments to the way we do things with money, with space, what's appropriate, what's not. Like some families are really loud and gregarious and some are like, no, we're really quiet and polite and restrained. And some there's a lot of love and a lot of affection shown, and some that's, wow, no, that doesn't happen here. And, you know, we all come things, well, similar with your physical space and your home and stuff and what it means. Like, you know, my dad was definitely of the mindset, like, you know, the whole make it last longer and duct tape it if you need to. And like, hey, you know, like we're going to wear those shoes out to the nth degree, you know, kind of thing and mentality. And, but his parents were also raised, you know, came through the Depression. And so there was different dynamics, right? But just the point is being aware that there's some of this might not even be yours. And so you have a lot of tools related to EFT, breathing, your essential oils, the ways, and just grounding yourself. And as you work through this, you know, and go through your spaces, is letting there be some discernment questions. You, last week we talked about the question of, does this inspire me or expire me? And letting it lead you, or does this bring me joy? Another thing when I'm going through my closet or my space is I love to say, you know, would I pay full price for this today? And if the answer is no, then that's often a discernment for me that it may be time to move on. And so I think just being gentle with yourself and knowing it is a process, but that there is an energy sometimes, again, attaching us to stuff or a big should or a guilt, like, well, someone gave this to me, I should keep it, I should have it, versus like, does it inspire you? Does it light you up? Because here's the thing about being human. If when we all are going to have an expiration date, right? You're like, well, Tiff, that's not the most motivating thing to be told on our coaching call today. But we're all like graduating from this life at some point. We're not taking any one of these things with us. And while we can know that logically, it's also what we feel it emotionally is, I know for me for a long time, I mean, I was raised by a single mom. This might make me get a little emotional, and that's okay. But I was raised by a single mom, and we had so much love in my home. I didn't know we were, quote, poor, and that's always relative, right? But we really didn't have much. We did have a roof over our heads, though, and we had electricity, and we never went hungry. But we really didn't have much. Like, and again, I realize there's some people that live in a box on the planet, so that's all relative. But like most of my clothes through much of my early years and like through elementary, she had a close girlfriend who had a daughter similar in age, and my clothes would come in a big garbage bag, big black garbage bag. And Ruby, I was always so thrilled about that. And there'd be these clothes, but they were hand-me-downs. And that's mostly what I got to wear growing up. But I loved it. But as I became older in life and some of those awarenesses, and then you became, you know, for me, junior high and high school, really aware, really sometimes self-conscious about hair and clothes and different things. And my mom could buy me, definitely was able to provide and buy things. But I just energetically for a long time, I felt like I had to like keep everything clothing-wise. And I don't feel that way anymore. And now it's just like, do I love this? And love and joy make my financial decisions. Now, there's always, of course, some wisdom there of like, I'm not going to purchase something I have to go in debt for. Like, I'm not going to have a leather jacket that I got to pay off for 3 years or something like that. But mm-hmm. The reality of like, for me, in my clothing closet, I'm just using this as an example, is do I love it? You know, and I have Target t-shirts in there to Jimmy Choo's and everything in between, from really high end that I've spent a lot of money for, and that's again relative. And then things that, you know, hey, but it's what's in the closet brings me joy. And if I don't love something anymore or it doesn't fit, and even if I could technically make it work, or let's say it's still in decent or even great condition, but I don't love it, I let it move on for someone that would. And so anything in my space, I'm just not, I love the things I love, but I'm also not attached to them. Where I'm like, yeah, sure, drive my car. You know, my mom once drove my BMW into my retaining wall because it was snowy and icy, and then she won't drive my car since. So I was like, yeah, no big deal. Fine, we'll fix it. Stuff. And that's not to say, like, my way's the way, but I'm saying that everything's energy, and let energy make your decisions. If it's feeling heavy, and even though, but it's a big should, it's a family heirloom, it's this thing, or it's my parents' stuff that I've inherited, right, is to allow yourself the peace and because your parents, if they've passed on, they don't care if you keep the stuff. They're not attached to anything like that.
Mm.
If it brings you joy, keep it. If it doesn't bring you joy, release it. Let it go. And allow yourself, again, so much of what I love about this course and this group is we're curating an intentional life that includes your space. And you're like, I love this space, or I love this outfit, or this pantry and how it inspires me. Or you want this thing. Like, I'm just telling you, if we go shopping together, I'm a really good influence Some people might not say so, but I'm like, hey, if you want that and you love it, get it. Yep. Because life's short. Now, again, if it's like, hey, financially, I can't really afford it and it's going to stress me out, can't pay the mortgage, well, then don't buy that right now. But energetically, the stuff that's already in your space is, I think a lot of this comes back to some week two stuff around vision is, what do you want your space to be like and feel like? And you're like, hey, I want this space to be in flow. It feels good. Whatever the case might be, that you allow yourself for it to move on. But again, babe, you're graduating at some point. And the people who've already graduated and you inherited their stuff, they don't care if you keep it.
Mm-hmm.
They want you happier and lighter. And sometimes that means, yep, I need to clear out that space or I need to let this thing go.
Very good. I think the thing that stuck out to me the most when you said space, that's what brings me joy, and that's what I don't have is space. Mm-hmm. I'm putting, if there's an empty space, I find something to put there. And I think that's mm-hmm. what my focus will be, is just creating space.
Mm-hmm.
And that mm-hmm. makes me feel lighter, and that brings me joy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you.
Be loving and gentle and patient and allow yourself to lean in to be like, hey, I'm going to allow myself a new experience, you know,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, okay. And if you don't love it, you can always shift it and change it.
Good.
But sometimes we want to feel like, ooh, we want to fill up all the space. We want to fill up our whole calendar. We can't have one moment in our by ourselves or downtime, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I love people and I love also some downtime. I love both. But it's just the reality is sometimes with our space, with our time, we feel like, hey, I've got to utilize every inch of it. Sometimes we don't want to, you know, ooh, there might be some things there I don't want to sit with versus, oh, but that can be loving and incredible too.
Very true.
Again, joy is the discernment for me. If it's not joyful, it doesn't feel good, high energy, it's a no. I mean, that's true for my business. That's true for relationships. It's true for space. It's like if more, again, the question being more often than not, does this build me up or bring me down? Does it inspire me, expire me? Is there joy? Is it light? Oh, but thank you for the share, because I'm sure you're not the only one that dealt with that last week when we were working on that principle. But I do have to tell you guys, I posted this in our Facebook group on the thread we were all weighing in on what space you were organizing and working on. I did my own bathroom and it felt amazing. I got rid of like half of a drawer of skincare products. I love skincare products. I am the biggest like sometimes sucker for that stuff, but some of it's gifted, some of it I bought, but it's like just cleaned out the whole bathroom. Now it's like, oh, it's so flowy and beautiful, and took on another closet and just stuff that it's like same principle. It's like, oh man, it feels good to just lighten up the space. And everything's energy. And I want to feel more light than I want to feel heavy. That helps us.
Oh, most definitely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Okay, my loves. Who's next this morning? And if you want to raise your hand, press *2. Or raise your on your keypad, just your raise hand function. Oh, good. I'm happy to see you raise your hand. Gail, I am coming to you. You are unmuted, my love. And anyone wants to get in the queue behind her, please do so.
All right. Good morning, everybody. It's great to be on here. Talk about snow. I live in Nebraska. We've got lots of snow in there. Taking electricity away from us in different parts of the city just to conserve because we're using so much, it's just bitterly cold. So thankful to have a warm home and a place to be, but my new and good. Clearing spaces, let me back up just a second. My word for the year is abundance. And that is just interesting to me. When you're clearing spaces, you're getting rid of things. And for some, that things are what make you feel abundant. And it's just been really freeing to let go of so many things. And so I've really been taking that all in. We decided, again, decisions, even though we can afford it, I was really dragging my feet on building a home. We signed papers. We're building a home. I'm just feeling so much more.
Oh, that's awesome, babe.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so many good things. For me personally, I was not getting enough sleep, and that really affected my decisions, how clear I was thinking, squirrel brain, just all the things. And I'm reading the High Performance Habits book in addition to what we're doing in the course here. And, you know, he talks a lot about that. And so I've been really trying to put more concerted effort into making sure that I get to bed at a good time, getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep. So that's been some really good things. So my question, I guess, to you is, in that book, he encourages us to ask someone that we would love to emulate. And I already reached out and asked Brooke, and you are way familiar with Brooke, and got her opinions on 5 major moves to help me reach my goal, my ultimate goal of going diamond. And even though you're not in the same business, I still love who you are and how you just show up. And so I need to know what your 5 major moves would be.
My 5 major moves of, like, actions I would take or habits I would change?
Yeah. Yep, yep. Yeah, 5 major moves to help me to reach my goal of diamond. And I think it would be applicable to anybody's, you know, any major goal.
Yeah. So number one, Gail, I just love and adore you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad to hear your voice. I've been thinking about you. I sent you a message privately in Facebook after our session 2 weeks ago. I don't think we're officially friends, and it goes into this others inbox. But I just love, like, can you just feel a difference, like, even in 2 weeks, how much your energy has shifted? And, like, you just feel lighter and brighter, and that makes my heart just so happy. So, and thank you for your share. I'm glad you've reached out to Brooke and just love and adore her. And so I love this question, 5 things, right? 5 moves that I would make. Again, with the intention, because that can be, you know, applicable to so many things, but 5 moves or choices I would make if I wanted to grow my business, and in your case, rank advance to diamond. What rank are you right now?
Emerald.
Okay. And it goes emerald, sapphire, then diamond, is that right?
Right. And when I coached with you a year ago, I feel like it was it helped me move in that direction to emerald, because I've been stuck at the rank before for quite a while. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. So that's what I love about progression with this course is, and any one of you, if you want to repeat it like Gail is doing in the future, you guys come back at 50% off. So you pay half the tuition as a graduate. And similar, like she's modeling this, hey, I was here, now I've grown here, now I want to go this next level. I love that. So here's the 5 moves I would make if I was in growth mode. Number one, I would absolutely invest in my own self-care. And in a way, that doesn't have to mean more time or a lot of more dollars. But some of my habits, I would absolutely decide. Stacey, if you're on the call, we talked about this last week too in her share of, hey, I really want to see some growth. And she committed to, I'm going to move my body every day. And so whether that's meditation, if it's prioritizing your sleep, if it's your reading, if it's moving your body, if you're doing all of that, awesome, check the box. Because it isn't about like we have to spend 3 hours a day on this stuff, but I would really make sure, is there consistency of putting fuel in the tank? Simply because, similar but different, what I was just talking to Ruby about, everything is energy. And when you're in growth mode, often it isn't, do I have the time or the resources to grow? Do I have the energy to grow? and you have to take care of the goose that's producing the golden eggs. So that's number one is like, and you can just tune in and look at body, mind, heart, spirit. Where do I need to, or any self-care or energy? Are there any energy leaks in my life? Or are there ways I want to boost my energy, my vibrancy? It's partly how we, part of this is it's about energy, but it's also making you more magnetic. When you're at the hospital and you're out or connecting with others online and you're just like, hey, I'm freaking loving life. I'm a feminine goddess that's just rocking her gifts. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's just a vibration about that. So number one, absolutely, I'd say, am I consistently nourishing my body, mind, heart, spirit? Not perfect. Never about the perfection conversation, but am I committed and consistent to nourishing myself? And so ask, tune in. Any one of you listening, tune in. Like right now, if you were to say, what do I need most this week? Maybe not forever, but this week, you might say, I got to prioritize my sleep the rest of this week. Or I might say, gosh, I really need to work out. I got to move that bod. Or hydration, meditation, right? Whatever's coming up for you in that way. That's number one. Number two is similar to what we've been talking about this week's content and what Michonne and I were talking about is, again, nourishing your relationships, but doing that with intention. I have an intention to be with at least one person in my network in person every single week. Now, last year there was a season that didn't happen as much, but I converted that to let's do tea on Zoom, right? Like I have a hot tea with me right now, and a lot of times I'd meet with, you know, friends, customers, clients, prospective new connections, and we'd meet on Zoom and do tea dates. But I want to meet face-to-face, either via camera or in person, with someone in my network. Like I did that yesterday, had lunch with a woman that's been a coaching client of mine, and we've become really close friends, and she's just a beautiful human, period. And she has massive influence in the world that she's in. They own a bunch of franchise restaurants. But the reality of, like, just intentionally showing up, and I showed up with a gift that I actually had for her for Christmas, but she'd gone out of town for Christmas. But it was a framed photo of us at a gathering, right? Which, by the way, you guys, that's a great Nourish Your Network gift, is frame photos of people. I just love to do it because I love memories and captured, and I have framed photos throughout my home. But that's a little side nugget. But seriously, number two, I'd say I'd get intentional about that. And then you go, great, I'm going to nourish at least five people a week where there's a handwritten note, there's a gift, there's a lunch date, there's some kind of like, hey, we're investing in this relationship. And then, yes, you have additional follow-up connection calls. We're asking better questions, things like that. Number three is that I would, if I'm serious about making growth, I would, similar to number two but different, is I would put myself in growth-oriented spaces. That often means I'm going to pay for it. Like I'm joining a mastermind, a coaching program, like you're here in this space, right, nourishing those relationships. But being in a space of like, I want to be in a growth mode. I want to hang out where growth is happening. And therefore, I'm going to hire a coach. I'm going to join a mastermind. I'm going to get on a flight and go to a live event. I know that's not happening as much. We're starting to see it return. But for me, one of the ways I've absolutely grown my business is I've invested in my personal and professional growth over and over again. I've been to lots of seminars. I've hired different coaches. I've worked in masterminds. Now, some, again, most often I've paid for those things. Sometimes, like, I'm in a mastermind right now, but it's a little more loosey-goosey friends gathering, but all, we're all producers in our own ways. But having support in your life and people who are growing, there's a quote by a guy named Mike Murdoch where he says, spend any amount of money to stay in the presence of extraordinary people. And so, like, there was a time, some of you have heard from my friend Randy Garn. He was at one of your Align conference a year ago where we met in Palm Springs, and I connected him and Brooke together, and he came and spoke there. But he's a great friend of mine who's connected to lots of places. Well, one time he invited me, you mentioned Brendan Burchard, he invited me to say, hey, do you want to come down to Phoenix? The four-day event that Brendan was putting on. Well, I was speaking in Deer Valley one of the days, so I couldn't go the whole time. But I legit got on a flight and flew out that morning I could go for Thursday, and got there Thursday maybe around 10, 11 in the morning. And then I was flying back home and got home by like 9, 10 o'clock at night because I was speaking somewhere the following morning. Well, that flight cost me, I think, because, again, it was kind of last minute when it came up. I think that flight was at least $600. Again, I had a free ticket, live event, and I went and hung out, sat right next to Rachel and Dave Hollis, front row, chatted with them for a few hours, hung out with Brendan, who I've met a few times, got to hear Les Brown, who's an incredible speaker, speak, and all kinds of just great high vibrational people. Again, that cost me $600-$700 for the day. But you better believe I was like, yeah, that opportunity when it came up, like, hey, do you want to pop down here? I have a free ticket, come hang out. And like, well, I can come for a day, couldn't come for the whole conference. So investing time to be with high vibe people and like movers, shakers, it's not always about like, hey, what that looks like online, but people who are, you know, growth oriented, to go to seminars, to be in mastermind spaces. Sometimes that's formal, sometimes it's a golf tournament. And you pay the, you know, to be at that golf tournament or wherever it is to be, you know, again, you're spending time with people because of connections. It's partly about connections. The other part of that is about growth, right? I spend a lot of time in this space. Number four is absolutely similar to growth is daily I'm reading or listening to content that is possibility focused. It's about improvement. It's about my mind. Is that what, for whatever reason, it's so much easier for the human mind to think negative thoughts than positive ones. Law of least resistance, right? Like the weeds always can pop up. But I want to intentionally nourish my brain with good content. Sometimes that also means I have to be sensitive to how much time I'm scrolling online or consuming the news. But protect my brain like it's a gold mine, because it is. Your lives all sprout from your mindsets, every single one of you. And so, but being intentional and diligent about that, to be like, that doesn't mean like, I also am so playful and fun. Like, I can only do so much personal growth before I'm like, let's go play. You know, like, we've got to get playful and fun and all of that good energy. But for real, is at least some of the day is I've got to nourish my brain. And sometimes that's meditation as well, but it's being tuned into content that is nourishing versus just, you know, absorbing whatever is showing up. And number five, see, I wasn't prepared for this. You're just catching me, but I'm just like, okay, what would I be doing if I'm serious about growth? If I'm serious about growth, I'm definitely going to go more public, meaning I'm going to be intentional about, I'm going to share more on social media. I'm going to host gatherings. I'm going to put it out there, similar to what we were talking about with Michonne and asking. It's like, hey, I'm going to host a webinar. And whether three people show up or 300 people show up, you're going to put yourself out there more and be more public with your offering, what you're creating, your social sharing, newsletter, emails, text. Hey, I'm loving this product. It's giving me so much energy. It's removing my brain fog. Like, I love your guys' products, by the way. You know, Brooke's giving me some of that stuff, and it's like, boom. It's like, you guys have some great freaking products that I'm like, I need that in my life. But it's like the willingness to share, right? Go public. Be more public. Like, this is what I'm about. This is what I'm offering. I'm going to ask. I'm going to put it out there and share it. And again, some will, some won't. So what? Someone's waiting, you know, the 4SWs. But it's like you're going to put yourself out there in a more intentional way where people can find you. I know that can feel scary, but it's, again, if you're after growth, put it out there. To some people, that's, you know, getting a dating profile online. Like, I want to meet someone. Well, they're probably not showing up at your door. You know, I mean, it can happen. The UPS driver, maybe he's, you know, cute and single. But the reality is that more often it's like, I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to go to social things, or I'm going to, you know, put a dating profile out there. If that was the thing that you're like, I want to attract this. Or you're saying, okay, business-wise, I'm going to post it, share it, offer it, speak it. Is the willingness to be seen. And I know, again, that can feel like, ooh, that's vulnerable. But it's powerful. And it's how you also help encourage what it is that you want. You're owning what you want. And you're offering the gifts that you have to offer. Well, thank you for that share. I know that's a lot of me talking, you guys, but I was like, yeah, I'm not sure. Okay, let's do this. So hopefully that helps. And gives you some things to think about. I know they're not necessarily new things, perhaps, but things that you can be focusing on for yourself.
Yeah, it was great. It was so good. I do love to write, so I'm mixing it up, hoping that I give value with some of what I'm talking about, and kind of just sprinkling it with product or business. Is that good?
That's amazing. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a combination of sharing what's good and sharing insight and education and inspiration, and then, yes, letting people know and making the offer.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we sprinkle that. When we talk about social media, which is coming up on week 6, when we do a deep dive on that and sharing, you're going to hear about, and it's already in your workbook, the 80-10-10 rule. 80% of what you share is value-add posts, content, tips, recipes, ideas, quotes, inspiration. 10% personal share, where people get to know you. That might be like, oh my gosh, this is my favorite recipe, or this favorite pair of shoes, or this thing that I love. And then 10% could be marketing or ask.
Okay. Yeah, that's
yeah,
great.
But I would put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, great share, Gil. And I'm so excited about your house and all the cool things that you're doing. And gosh, girl, good stuff.
So just so you know, we have a new product releasing today, and anybody that's listening is going to need this and want it in their life. So let me know if I can help.
You.
Immune system, and I can't tell any more than that.
Okay. So reach out to Gail if that's something that you're like, ooh, I want more of that.
Yeah, everybody should and needs to do that. So yay, thank you.
Awesome, love. Okay, I'm coming next to Julia. Julia, my love, you are unmuted. So glad that you're here. If you want to lead out with your new and good, and then your question.
Hi, can you guys hear me? I'm on my computer, so I've never done it this way.
Yeah, I can hear you, love.
Okay.
I'm so glad you're here. I'm hearing your voice. I know you're here often, but to hear your voice, it's so good to hear it.
I messaged Janelle, and I'm like, I raised my hand. Because she told me to raise my hand and use her, but I have no idea what
I did. Nice, I did.
So I guess something new and good is that I've been recognizing a lot of things. I think a lot of my self-development is huge because I'm recognizing a lot of what's holding me back. So the big leap, I absolutely see that in my life, that I self-sabotage, that I have a ceiling, that I come back to a comfort zone, but not even, I think it's interesting because they call it a comfort zone, but I'm not even comfortable there, if that makes sense. Like you self-sabotage into a place where it's not comfortable, it's just familiar. I think that's the right word. And so trying to work through that, something that has really helped is following Amy's, the thing that she put in the group where she literally mapped out her year. I can tend to, as a creative, want to do all of the things and then feel overwhelmed and end up doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so putting every single month on my cabinet and saying, I'm going to read these two books. And I literally went through my whole library of books that I've started. And I just started putting them all up there, made everything have its own space without feeling the guilt of the heaviness of having to read 10 books. Or like knowing I have them. I know that in March, I'll get to that book. And in April, that book will get completed. So that helped free up a lot of space. I cleaned up my whole office space. And that same week, I had a girl reach out and say, tell me about your business. And tell me what you're doing. And I just thought, well, this is crazy. Like it's not crazy because it's exactly what you're saying. If the more we're scattered and frantic and thinking we're doing all the things, the less room we have for new things, the less room we have for new friendships and relationships if we're holding on to these old ones. And I keep listening to, are these old relationships providing me value? Are these older things in my life that are comfortable, are they, what was that word? Does it inspire me? Mm-hmm. Are these friendships? So I went through my social media and I unfollowed and unwatched a lot of people that weren't inspiring me. I didn't like delete them as a friend, but I said, take a break, take a break, take a break.
Mm-hmm.
But the things that are coming through on my feed are positive. And if they're really complaining or political or just ranting, that doesn't inspire me and I don't want to see it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to choose to be on social media. How can I like literally just pull out those weeds like we do with Plexus, right? And how can I make room for new? And I had a girl say just very directly, I don't think it's a coincidence that we met in high school and that we're meeting right now at this time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And just
girl,
little,
you were just bringing the heat and the love and a witness today. Like y'all feeling this? It's like, yeah, I'm moving and making things happen and getting intentional and like clearing it out and up leveling.
And then
you hear it and feel it in your own voice.
Yeah, there's room for like the hope if you can get rid of other things. And I think so often we're stuck in like the same funnel and the same people and like trying to, you know, like Brooke will say, like trying to revive the dead from your team. Because I think when you do a lot of self-development, you can see potential in people so clearly. And when they can't see it in themselves or they're not trying to live it, you feel like you have to be the rescuer. And I'm learning I don't. I can just be me and they'll follow or they won't. But I have to shine because someone out there is waiting, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
girl.
So that's kind of a big...
Because even if everyone has potential, right? And the reality is, though, they still have to choose in. So it's like how you navigate that, right, is how we help hold up that light and also allow them the space of choice. So I love this. Keep sharing. This is so good.
So I think part of my question, it always goes back and forth with me as far as my why goes. And I don't know if anyone else can relate, but when I sought out with Plexus to help fund an adoption, it felt very, what's the word? Like it wasn't about me. It was for a child. It felt like I was not like a charity, but does that make sense? Like it wasn't, I want a boat or I want new clothes.
Right.
I want to pay off my own debt. It was that I'm doing something for somebody else. And so I felt like people can get behind those causes. So then when it comes to my like dream board, me putting anything for my own family, I really struggle with how that feels selfish. But if I'm like all of my money is going towards a cause or to helping somebody in need, somehow that's the thing that people will get behind. Even though I know that's not true, even though I know that millions of people would love to get out of debt in their own families. And that's not selfish. That's actually for generations. And for their children and for their marriage and for them, for their families. But I have a hard time personally, and I need to like figure out how I can make that shift where I can use my money to bless other people, but also be okay with blessing myself and sharing that and not feeling like that's selfish. Does that make sense?
I think it makes sense. I mean, I have a resonance with it for myself. Are you saying then some of this question is, how do I give myself permission to receive or allow myself to be in it?
Like this
or would you frame it differently?
I got my hair done and I like did Nariah's nails and I've worked out. And so I'm like, I can do all those little joy lists and those are okay. I think it's like when it comes to my deeper why, it's hard to make some of that deeper why be about me and my own family. I feel like my deep why should somehow have to be about how I can help other people and contribute to a greater good. And none of it that I share publicly should be about my family. I don't know. So then I just get stuck on like waking up and doing the work because it just feels selfish. But yet I can do those little joy lists totally fine and be proud of those and show people that I'm taking care of myself. And obviously all of it takes money, right? I can't go get my hair done if I have no money. And I can't go to the gym and join a gym if I have no money and you have to work to get money.
Mm-hmm.
I just keep getting stuck on my why.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
I love this and thank you for the realness because you're not the only one. we all can deal with this to a certain level. At some level, we all have, like you've been reading in The Big Leap, an upper limit, right? Or the capacity to receive, and how good can we stand it? Like you're saying, I can handle this level of good.
Yeah.
But when it starts to move into some of these other territories, man, it brings stuff up for me. I get uncomfortable with it. And I notice it. I'm witnessing it. And so, one, we just want to do just that, witness it, observe it versus judge it. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing deficient in you. You're just like, wow, I'm having this life experience. And I'm witnessing it.
Why is it uncomfortable
this pattern?
People to live in massive abundance? Like, it's such a good thing and a freeing thing. Why is there discomfort?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we could go down 8 rabbit holes with this, but I think there's a core theme that can come up. And part of that is, you know, the dynamic is we've always been tribal creatures. And fitting in is a really big subconscious, just like in our DNA, like it's how you survived our great-grandparents and great-grandparents and their great-great-grandparents. Like, we've come from tribes. As humans, we're more independent than we've ever been, right? And sometimes that's against us, is we need each other as a human race. So we've developed so many modern things where we can really be so, quote, self-sufficient. But still, inbred within us, I believe, is this innate need of, I need the tribe. And sometimes when we then feel like, gosh, am I leaving the tribe? Am I diminishing the tribe? Is my success and abundance hurting someone else? Or will I be judged for it? I find in coaching women, which is my audience, more often the issue with women is not a fear of failure, it's a fear of success.
Yeah.
With women more so than men. Why? Because as women, right, we were conditioned growing up, and many of you as mothers are changing this dynamic and influencing this dynamic, that a lot of times we were raised to fit in at all costs. And when you start shining bright, and that doesn't mean also that we're going to put everything that, hey, I bought this new car, had this thing or whatever on social media. You can, for sure. But the reality of sometimes that fear of like, will I still be liked? Will I still be loved? Will I still be part of the tribe? And as women, our senses are so strong. Like, a woman can have a baby on her hip, right, stir in the stove, on a phone call, and become aware that her 3-year-old in the other room just got a little too quiet. Right. And she's aware of all this stuff. Women are just naturally, it's like we have these sensitivities, some more dialed in than others, but we all have to a degree these sensitivities where we're taking a pulse regularly. And you know what the pulse is often about? Am I safe? Am I safe? Am I safe? Am I safe? Am I safe emotionally? Am I safe relationally? And understanding, like, hey, like, energetically, again, with women, it wasn't that many, you know, years ago, if we go back, like when you look at like the Salem witch trials, where thousands of women were hung or drowned or burned because they were called witches, right? And I assume that might mean they were just using some of their gifts. But guess who outed them most often? Other women. So at some level, we're still healing some of that. Now, again, like I said, this can go in like lots of tangents. But I think there's something to be said that when we're in thrive and abundance, part of it is, do I fit in with the tribe? Will I still be liked, loved? Is this okay, or is this socially unacceptable, right? I need to be in the flow where my peers are, where my neighbors are, right? Where I'm at, as we tend to, again, live and connect and be in space with people who are in a similar space of us. The other part of it is joy can feel really vulnerable. I don't know if you've ever read much of Brené Brown's work, but I remember when she said that, it was the biggest light bulb. Joy can feel really vulnerable. And I know you've walked this in the last year. We've talked about this in person, where it's like we're afraid to let it be that good because it could go away in an instant. The shoe could drop. What if the relationship, you know, gosh, can I really love someone this? Well, what if they leave or they die? Or, you know, and you as a military wife have faced that a lot, sis. So the fear of like, oh, the business and the success and the abundance, like it, the, you know, it's this sometimes the discomfort with the joy is like, but I don't want to feel the loss. Yeah, the joy is really awesome, but ooh, that awesome could crash. And I don't want to feel So we protect ourselves and we micromanage our little lives into these safe comfort zones, which I already owned is not that comfortable.
Right.
And so the why, ultimately, though, I mean, we can dissect all of this and be here and like, well, then you have this influence, you have this. Some level as humans, we are tribal creatures. And at some level as humans, we're trying to regularly keep a temperature to our emotional stability. And anything that goes too hot, we want to bring it down because, ooh, that could then burn us, is what we're afraid of. But then on the flip side, if things get too cold and there's too much scarcity, we're like, wait, that's not my comfort zone either. And we're going to, you know, boost it up some. But it's just giving yourself permission. So here's one of those affirmations, one of the core five, that I want to become your new best friend, which is I allow myself to receive. Matched with just clarity about, gosh, things are more abundant. How do I show up with others or with the planet? And I give myself permission, and I even ask God about it and ask God for permission. Is it okay, God, for me to have more abundance? I know what I just got intuitively as I'm just modeling that for you. It's like I created all of this for you. Receive it, right? Allowing it. So from all various ways, it's not just money. I know you know this, but from joy and love and beauty and art and connection and love and yes, money, absolutely. Money is just a form of energy that it can help us, you know, creatively. So anyway, I've said a whole lot. I want to tune back into you and ask you to share, like, what's showing up on your heart about this, or what's landing, or what are some of your own thoughts?
No, exactly that. I think the more you do self-development, you see in other people, I mean, just even watching like you and Brooke, people that are living in what's the big leap? It's called like the zone of genius. Wait, is that the top one?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Whatever the top zone is.
Yes.
And you see that it's possible, and you see like not perfection, but you see true happiness when you're living in the place that God like has you thriving and truly helping other people. And so it's just like, how do you get from your A to your C? And it's through B. But I agree with you. It's because it could leave, and I don't want to feel the loss. But if you always protect yourself from feeling the loss, you'll never even like get a chance to sit in that space. And then if you sit in that space, it's almost like I need to switch to fight like hell to stay in the space.
Mm. Yeah, and then we get attached that way, right?
And then that is my new level of what's comfortable. Like that's truly, I think, the goal, is that that zone of genius becomes your comfortable place, because God created us to be abundant and to be happy and to be thriving in all areas of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I just keep thinking like, what are you telling me? Like, what would I tell my daughter? Like, you know, like we would never tell our daughters, like, just be average and adequate. Or like, and I think what you're saying is true, like, and Brooke gets that a lot. If you're really successful at work, you're surely not a good mother, or surely parenting is just not your priority right now. And I see that culturally, but I'm also projecting that as a potential thought toward me where no one's actually said it yet, right? Versus just trusting that I absolutely can be a great mother and a successful businesswoman, and it's not one or the other.
It's so true and so liberating. Thank you for bringing that to us. It's like it doesn't have to be either or. If this speaks to any of you, I have three of these throughout my home, one in my office, one in my living room, one in my bathroom. They're ampersand and signs, and they remind me exactly what you just summed up. Because often we think in either or, black or white, I can be a great mom or I can have a thriving business versus the and. I am a great mom. And I have a thriving business, or
and
whatever the and might represent.
No. And I'm healthy, and I move my body, and I'm strong,
yes.
And just all the things.
Yes, yes, and yes. Like, and again, so much of this is a permission conversation. Like, can I allow myself to receive? Can I allow myself this much good and abundance? That's why I love, and I'm such a big believer in that book, The Big Leap, is I hear a lot of permission around the conversation is how good can you stand it? And it's a practice. So that would be my invitation to you as well, is to be in practice of, not like, hey, I've done this check and it's done. It's like an ongoing expansion into the allowing. And can I allow it to be good? And can I allow myself to breathe into that? Can I come off being the watchman at the tower, which is often how I feel when I'm in that energy, where I'm like, am I safe? Is this okay? And it's like, you're trying to like predict any possible, again, like what you're saying, loss or hurt or pain or, and again, a lot of times it's like, don't dream that big because it could hurt you, or gosh, versus like, hey, let's expand and just be in the experience of more potential and more life and living and giving yourself. That's what I do love about week two. And we talk about vision and vision boarding. It's just this, like, can I give myself permission to dream?
Yeah.
Can I let myself just go there and allow, like, it's okay. And it's trusting it. And a great, great, great book resource I love is a book called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. I know we see that as a quote or a meme, but there's actually a book by that, by a doctor named Dr. Susan Jeffers. And I really love her work. And she talks about underneath all fear is the real fear is, what if I can't handle it? We will handle it. All right. So any of your fears that torment you is like, oh my gosh, what if this happened, that happened? I lose someone I really love, or I go for this dream, or put myself out there and what if no one comes, or what if I build this great business and then it falls apart, or whatever the, you know, and again, some of these, it's part of it is how we make peace with our risk of living. For sure. And I get it. And like the reality is there are things that are going to hurt. And some of those are things you'll never be prepared for.
Well, I think my whole
reality of, you know,
inspired by like people's stories of resilience, right? I just watched the Bethany Hamilton movie on the way back from Align on the plane. And I just watched her like physically get tormented over and over and over. And she's like, I'm just going to make the finals. Like, it's okay. So I didn't make it. What am I going to do next? And I just thought, wow, it's not just emotional and mental. It is those things. In addition, it's also physically like pounding her, and yet she keeps going. And I'm inspired by those. And I think there's a point where we need to shift from like always being inspired and seeking for inspiration to being the inspiration. And that's like my goal, is to not just be the person that's always like interviewing and reading about other people, but to be that person. And so like shifting into the person that is the inspiration, because you are doing the things to get to your dream. Like, you create your own story versus just being like, wow, those documentaries of people that did it are amazing. And that's important because you need to see what's possible. But I think so many times we just can see it in other people's and we can't see it in ourselves.
Yeah. So true. So practice some of these things, navigate them, observe them. I'm going to invite you like to practice this in lifetime in this moment. And for this day, is I just want you to drop in and breathe in. The rest of you follow along as well. I'd love for all of you to tune into this, is to just drop in and to breathe into your heart space and just say, what's one way or one thing I can do today that expands my joy just to even 5% more than move the needle, or allowing abundance into my life? And even if just setting that intention, like breathe into that, is I'm going to allow myself in this moment, like breathe in. Feel your shoulders drop, unclench your jaw, take a deep breath, everyone, and just say, I allow more joy, more good to come into my body in this moment, into my mind, into my heart. And then ask, is there something I could do to expand my own abundance today? You might say, I'm going to get myself fresh flowers at the market, or make my favorite dinner a perfect treat, or you know what? I've had my eye on this thing and I'm going to buy them. Like, I bought you guys myself the cutest boots yesterday. And I was like, yeah, happy Valentine's to me. I had a great Valentine's. So I was like, I believe in like doing things for yourself, but they're the cutest freaking boots. And I was like, I've had my eye on them for a little bit. And I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to receive those, you know? And it doesn't always have to be something we purchase. It's, again, it's an energy, but it's allowing like what feels like abundance to you. And put that in your space. Like, one of the things I'm doing with this goddess gathering tomorrow night is their pre-work assignment. When I sign up in the registration email, is I'm asking them to get fresh flowers for their home. even if, again, it's like a $7 bundle at Trader Joe's, you know, it's not about cost. It's, and their favorite chocolate, and to be either lighting a candle or diffusing oils in their space, wear something really feminine to them that just feels like joy or beauty or playfulness to show up on this live Zoom calling a girls' night in thing. A lot of that is, again, we're just activating what are the things that help you feel abundant. We could exchange the word feminine there, too. And you might say, ooh, I'm going to get a manicure. I'm going to do a hot soap today. I mean, we've got so much snow here in Salt Lake. I mean, you guys, seriously, we've got like a foot of snow overnight, and which is a lot, and we really need the moisture. We've had a very light winter. Well, so similar when Gail's talking about being in Nebraska, grateful for a warm home, it's like, I'm going to make a yummy soup today. You know, so it's the smallest things of living. It isn't always, it can be the bigger things like, you know, getting the new car or the new home or the big things. But it also is like more abundance in our living day to day. And all of you is just practicing playing with that energy of abundance. And that might be, oh, I'm going to clean out my pantry to, I'm going to buy those cute boots to a hot soak, to making my favorite meal. Getting on cozy socks. Now, some of you are in really warm climates, and you're like, hey, I'm going to put on my favorite shorts, whatever that is, you know, that you're just leaning in, though, more to that awareness of permission. But I want you treating yourselves more like intentional goddesses. I'm not talking about being a princess or the energy of, like, I'm a diva, but I am talking about it's like just being more loving and good to yourself is one of the ways you expand to open to receive more income. Your next builder, your next rank is your. It's like we're energetically massaging you or conditioning you to receive what it is that you want. I allow myself to receive. There was a time, I'm going to share one last story and then we'll wrap this up, but I just think this is so real and rich and juicy. And then, Angela, I see your hands up and we will wrap with your share today. But I think the reality of, I had this experience years ago. This is probably 8, 9 years ago. I've been in my own business 11 years. So this is, it's probably 2 years in, somewhere in that time frame. And I remember going to the bank, and I had several checks to cash from coaching clients or speaking things. And as I was tallying it, that number was like the largest deposit I'd ever made at that point. And I watched my anxiety start to rise, a little discomfort. I felt that little, ooh, 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 okay. Because, again, my mind has a judgment about a number. Your mind has judgments, too, about numbers and what these things mean. They technically mean nothing, right? But we attach meaning as humans to them, right? And as I'm sitting in that bank line, I was in the drive-thru line in my car, I literally just started reciting out loud over and over because I'm watching my physiological state shift and a discomfort rise, but I don't want to give that energy life. Because my conscious chosen brain is saying, no, I'm going to allow and expand more. Because again, to your point, you might adopt a child with more resources or support this orphanage in Mexico or, you know, your local church, or you take your kiddos to like the trip of their life, like, and just have so much fun, or you remodel that kitchen that brings you life and joy, and you gather in the heart of your home more people and you just love kitchen, whatever the things are that we desire. But I'm sitting in this bank line observing my physiological state change and the anxiety and the palpitation, like the tummy stuff and like the nerves coming up, because I have this large deposit of checks going into my bank account and bigger than I'd ever yet done. And so while I'm sitting in that bank line, I just start reciting out loud, I allow myself to receive. I allow myself to receive. I allow myself to receive. And just calmed my own nervous state down and brought myself back to, yeah, that's right. Cool. Great. This is going to be my new normal. I allow this. So, yeah. Our comfort zones being pushed aren't always about the fearful stuff. It's like there's a lot of success happening. But because it's change or the land of uncertainty makes us the most uncomfortable. So, anyway, thank you for this share. I know we can continue to riff on this, but hopefully that's, thank you for the awareness for all of us, but helpful for you of just, let's practice this. Let's be in that practice space. It's like maybe you muted yourself. Does that help, love? I've just unmuted you again.
Oh, yeah. No, I just wanted to be respectful of your voice for everybody else so there's no background noise. That helps a lot. I took a lot of notes down from everybody's shares, actually, and I just loved what you said, and just kind of not overwhelming, but just take it one day at a time. Like, then it's not so overwhelming. Mm-hmm. One day at a time. Mm-hmm. What can I do today to expand my own abundance today?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think, you know, it would be, it's interesting, I'm just going to verbalize this. I think for a lot of us, the irony is that, like, wait, I have to practice allowing abundance. Yes. And it's a practice because, again, it's new. But we would just think, well, gosh, I mean, this is why, you know, again, people often win the lottery statistically within 3 years, 80% of the time, they're back to exactly where they were. It's because they, you got to practice those muscles, how you hold it, how you receive it, right? From love to money to energy and attention. That's why so many people who, you know, celebrities, not all of them, of course, rock stars, musicians, not all, but a lot of times they get into drug use, becomes an issue. It's like they have so much energy that comes around them or can. And it's like, wow, okay. I, instead of numbing out, like, I practice holding it, receiving it, releasing it. So, good stuff, sisters. I love, love, love this conversation. As you are absolutely worthy and deserving of more abundance. You also, though, get to do your part to practice the receiving muscles. And so, whether, again, that today is your favorite treat or, you know, clean sheets on your bed, you get flowers, you do a hot soak, you'll get a manicure. Just ways, it's not just about the thing that we do, but it's the energy that we're saying, I'm going to, like, I've asked you all to breathe in abundance and allow it to expand in your physical body. Allow abundance to be becoming absorbed into your cells and allowing that for yourself. So thanks, love, for sharing. All right, Miss Angela, we're coming to you, our caboose share today. You are unmuted, love, if you want to share something new and good. And then your share question, and we'll wrap with what you have to bring to us today. You're unmuted on my side, so just make sure you're unmuted on yours. There we go. I can hear you now.
Okay. Okay, can you hear me now?
I can, yes.
That's crazy. Okay. I don't know what my problem is with this mute button. I think I need a tutorial or something over here every time that happens to me.
technology.
What? I'm just
right?
A bucket of tears. Right, right. Really, this call has been the most moving one for me. And, you know, what's new, what's good. So much new and good.
Yeah.
And
good.
I feel like just been this last week is just, I just want to thank the one who was speaking before me. I missed the name.
Julia.
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 Girl.
Mm-hmm.
My heart, such a huge connection with that, and so much clarity came as you guys were talking, because I raised my hand and I'm writing down a question and then you're answering it, and then I'm writing down another question answering it, and I think that I just feel so much freedom from this call today, because, you know, number one, I am safe, and I think one of my biggest questions was how to feel with the vulnerability that it takes to crush your upper level limit, because it's a vulnerable place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I really feel that energy, like, wants to explode. And I'm going to take time today, at least 10 minutes, just to sit with my palms, hands open, and continue to say to myself, I allow myself to receive.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do. It is what God asked for us, right? I believe that with my whole entire heart. And I think those, you know, it's funny that you mentioned Brene Brown, Tiffany. I lead our power hour for our team on Wednesday mornings. And the other night, I
I never watched TV, like, ever. But I was having a hard time sleeping, which is not my, the case for me usually either. And I was just scrolling, thinking, is there, like, some kind of, like, documentary or something I can watch? Anyway, I came across her, The Call to Courage.
Mm-hmm.
And it inspired me so much. So if you haven't seen that, just very, very good as far as that vulnerability piece. And I spoke on that this morning in our power hour. And I think it's interesting that what we share, we deal with on a different level. Do you agree with that, Tiffany? Like, it's like, mm-hmm. okay, I'm going to share this thing that I've learned. And then it's almost like you have to practice. Do I really know that? Do I really know how to be vulnerable? Do I really do that myself? You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, another question. So I guess my main question is how, you know, and I feel like you answered it, but it's how to deal with the vulnerability that it takes to get past those upper level mm-hmm. limits. And then the other piece, and you answered this too, and Jillian, you know, you mentioned the word resilient, and where I'm at right now, the question that I wrote, that when you have to keep pushing through and at the same time you want to run away.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man, do we all relate to this? It's so true. And I think I just thank you for the share. It's one, it's good to hear your voice. And I love all the good that's happening and the reality of, yeah, the vulnerability that can come up. And so, again, I'm going to ask all of you to write for me in your notes what grounds me, what centers me, and like being just conscious of that. We know it, but we sometimes forget that we know it. And we go, oh, that's right, prayer, meditation, journaling, a good run, these things. But even some of this affirmations, like putting your hand on your heart, my loves, and daily if needed, or hourly if needed, is like, I am safe. I have you. I've got your back. It's okay to be seen. You're safe. I have you. I believe in you. I love you. What do you need, sweetheart? You know, the introspective question. What do you need, sweetheart? And just learning how to be, again, in more intimacy. That's why I'm such a big believer and stickler about that mirror work that you do 30 days in a row. And if you've forgotten, come back to it. And it's not anything we have to feel bad or guilty about. Is it's developing deeper intimacy with yourself. Is what if you guys could become the safest place you know? Because so often our fear is like, ooh, am I going to be liked, loved, rejected, accepted, you know, with this friend, with this business, with this lover, with this experience, whatever. And a lot of it, again, is our fear is like, what's going to happen outside of us? What about we just groom more and we're the gardener on the inside about what happens within us? And that we drop in more often to say, okay, I've got you. I see you. I honor you. But that core affirmation, this is up for all humans, but again, especially I think more so with women, is I'm safe. I've got you. What do you need, sweetheart? I believe in you. Matched with when we're making our reasons for why we're going to that next rank or that next level or doubling our sales or launching the book or the website is about our contribution. When I stay in the energy of, hey, I'm making this offer for purpose and contribution, not for my own, you know, I mean, it brings goodness and joy to my life, but similar whether I'm sharing a post on social or making an offering or putting it out there, and if I can stay more in the energy of, hey, it's an offering, it's purpose, it's contribution, versus, hey, oh my gosh, I only got X likes on that post, or only X amount of people are going to sign up, or I'm not here yet, or where I need to be, and then we make our purpose, we tangle it with our results, versus make it about the offer. And what happens outside of you, cool, that's the frosting, if you will. But you're the cake of like, I'm going to show up for me. I have my own back. I'm safe. What do you need, sweetheart? And we're just regularly more so. And this is, again, a practice. It's gardening for the soul, maybe, you know. But it's like, hey, I'm practicing cultivating seeds.
Love that so much. I wrote every one of those down. I'm going to put them on.
Yeah.
Cards.
I'm with you. This has been this call has been like so good, and I'm like, we're going to need to listen to this one again. But like what you asked is like, and what you shared, I think was a really good suggestion too, is maybe we take that to prayer meditation today, 5-10 minutes, hands open, whatnot. It's just like, I allow myself to receive, and you just keep breathing that in as like an anchoring mantra. And that was really wise. So thank you for sharing, love. Yeah. This has been such a rich conversation. Oh my goodness, you guys. You see why like I legit look forward to this. Like that last hour and a half just went by so fast, right? That's how it's like talked about. Julie brought up the zone of genius, which is a reference from the Big Leap material. It's just like when you're in the space, it's like, this is stuff I love to do, where we're just sharing and insights and breakthrough and holding space for change and shifting and, you know, and moving it forward. Just such good stuff. So thank you for being here or listening to this recording. So grateful for the conversation and community that we're cultivating together. I'm in your corner. I believe in all of you. I cheer for you. I love, have just love and goodness for each of you. If I can serve or support you additionally, feel free to reach out or, of course, bring it to our Facebook group. I am inviting you this week, again, specifically, that you nourish with intention 5 relationships. If you also are still working on some of the other week's assignments, organizing some space, you want to share that with us, please do so, or your vision board, please do so. If you have other questions, or if you have things like, hey, this practice is really helping me, or this experience with my kids, or my schedule, or my creativity, or how I'm getting unstuck, if you have things you're reading, listening to, or see that's a value add, please, will you bring it to our community? Then we can all continue, you know, to learn and to be enriched by that. So lots and lots of love. Next week on deck, just as a little plug, so you're aware of this, next on week 5, so next Monday, we're talking about branding and your messaging and how to get into alignment with that. But the core of that question that comes up over and over again in life and will continue to is some rendition of what do you do, how we answer that. If it speaks to you and you want to join in on this girls' night in, it's tomorrow night. It's the live one, or you can catch the recording. It's a 2-hour online experience with inviting and activating the feminine. The feminine is like the honey. And to be more in flow and attraction and magnetism than in force, gruffle, you know, hustle, grind, have to work it out. Oh, there's my pup in the background chewing on a toy. There's Bo, everyone. Bo's saying hello to all of you guys. But yes, if that's something that speaks to you, you find that landing page at tiffanyspeaks.com/goddess and come play in that juicy space if that speaks to you. No pressure to do that. It's just if it's a resonance. But lots of love from me to you. Have a great rest of your day. I'm going to make some good soup. Maybe go venture out to get some good sourdough fresh bread. And we're going to have a cozy day in here. So lots of love, my friends. We'll be in touch.